My phone isn't as loud.
It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks of
meth.
I turned it up and then it went back down because...
Shut up.
Look, it's new equipment. Who cares if it's mine?
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, featuring Matt Starnslord,
hello.
Carol the Cat,
hello.
The Giddy Geeker, and Tiffany the Technician.
Hi.
Good.
And now, damn right they shot first. The hosts of Guardians of the Geekery.
That's us.
Oh my gosh! Episode 68! Megan and Grant from Get Dead Crews here.
Hello!
Yes. Hello! Hello.
Before we even let you relax, we're going to go right into the rapid fire response round. I'm about to ask you a series of questions. You can answer with a simple word or phrase. If you wait too long, we may answer for you.
And
usually involves the word stripper pole in there somewhere. So, what is your favorite cuss word?
Fuck.
What is your favorite junk food?
I don't junk food.
What was the last song you listened to?
Some weird EDM thing.
Okay. If you couldn't live in the U.S., where would you want to live?
Germany.
What cosplay would you like to try?
God, there's so many. Which ones haven't I done?
I don't know, but stripper pole is coming up tonight. And stripper pole it is. Okay. Just going to dress like the pole, right? So finish this sentence. I wish they would bring back...
Better French fries at Burger King.
What movie out now do you never need to see?
I'm not even sure what's out now. I haven't kept up very well.
How to Be Single is probably the one Carol would tell you, although she accidentally almost saw it twice. Okay, what's the favorite? Who's your favorite good guy?
In reference to
anything.
Favorite good guy.
Sully from Monsters, Inc.
Ah, who's your favorite bad guy?
The pimp at my stripper pole. Nice.
Would you rather be stuck in a box with rats, spiders, or snakes?
Rats.
I know, we got some new questions this time. Okay, so so you're trapped on a desert island with a tablet with a solar recharger. What would be the number one book on your iPad? Tablet. Stripper pole. Okay, moving on. Musical album.
How to get off.
What CD
island.
Would you have on there?
My favorite right now is Strangulation by Tech N9ne. It's pretty good.
What movie would you want to watch over and over again?
The Labyrinth.
And what video game it cannot be, or that you could play on a tablet?
On a tablet. So see, now you're limiting me.
I know. It's a superpower solar recharger.
Definitely not Candy Crush.
And it's on it. Not draw, on.
Draw something. Draw there something. You go. There you go. You're like,
able to
help
ask friends.
Me. Would you draw a boat to get off?
So if you had Candy Crush and you like reached out to friends to get to the next level, could you say, yeah, could you get me to level 72 and get me a boat to get off this?
Assuming you knew where you were. So
okay.
This would be...
Well, check my tablet. It's getting a
find me. Yeah. So, Megan.
Use the app. Yes.
You have survived the rapid fire response round.
Yay! Yay!
So, tell us who you are. What the hell are you doing here?
I'm Megan. I run a company called The Get Dead Crew. I make a bunch of dead shit.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't make things shit dead. She makes dead shit.
Yes.
So, and I was trying to think, we first met probably 5 years ago, and you were at the Geek Gala, and you did makeup for our zombie event.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, and you've been at Con Carolinas a couple times, but tell us a little bit about how you got started, where you guys might be next, and kind of how it all works.
I got started about 8 years ago. I've always been into monsters and makeup, and went to hair school, got licensed for that, and then realized there's so many other windows than just salons that you can do that in. And so our first convention was 5 years ago. It was at Mad Monster Party. And since then, we've done hundreds of conventions. I've lost count, honestly. And for year five, we'll be back at Ben Monster Party at the end of this month.
Oh, yes. Yes. We'll be there, too.
Yay.
Matt and I will be in the horror room doing the films. Film. Yeah. Yeah. Which was fun, except for there was one that was just fucked. It was just... It was just like they were literally trying to offend everybody that they could in like five, and it was like a 90-second film. It was like, ooh. You know,
I saw Wormwood there, and I really liked that film. That was a good film.
Yeah, no, this one was something where it was like a guy walking through a cornfield, satanic symbols, then he's got a baby, then he looks like he's stabbing a baby.
And those are great for people like me with all the effects. And
yeah, exactly. No, this didn't have good effects. So, it was not of one of yours. Yeah. Yeah.
They should have called you.
They should have called you. So tell us a little bit about the process when somebody comes to you and says they want to be a zombie or something like that. How does that happen, and what were some of the I mean, you don't go to beauty school to learn how to put appliances on, right?
No. So most of that was actually self-taught. I did work at haunted houses for a couple of years. I worked at Scarewinds for about 3 years. I was a monster and a makeup artist there. So pretty much everything I taught myself from other people doing on me. And I actually ended up teaching the horror effects class in my hair school. Makeup happened to fall in October, so they kind of ventured out a little bit, and they had no idea what they were doing.
Interesting. Wow. And have you worked on any movies or any plays or anything like that? Or
we've done a good bit of films, but nothing huge that anybody would know, unfortunately. I run into the trouble of a lot of them never get finished. And they get in a fight with whoever filmed it or whoever wrote it, and it just never ends up actually coming out.
But do you at least get paid?
Yes, I still get paid. So I still get behind the shots. But
and you can put it on your resume. It's like, oh, it's not released, but hey, no. I got paid. Yeah.
Post-production. That's a lot of movies on here.
Nope, 4 years later, still not released.
So tell me about one of the films that you worked on where you got to do something kind of different than what you'd done. Or
most recently, I had a very first film that we did in 2016. It's actually going to be a little short. And it was honestly the most challenging makeup job I've ever had, personally. Mm-hmm. The effect itself wasn't hard. It was just the body part that I had to do it on.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
It's not as bad as it sounds. I'm just really terrified of feet. Like, really really hate feet. Like, the most disgusting thing ever. In hair school, you have to do a certain amount of manicures and pedicures. Doesn't matter which one. I think the number was, like, 30. I did 29 manicures.
And one.
Yes, and the entire time I did the pedicure, I was just gagging. Feet, nope.
No, yeah.
So, the film I worked on is actually a short to kind of bring awareness to homelessness in Charlotte. It's really awesome. It's really well written. It should be releasing, I believe, in spring, summer. And I had to give a man the opposite of a pedicure and give him a hobo pedicure on the side of the road in downtown Charlotte. Oh, so yeah. I popped his feet up on like an apple cider box and started just smearing poop and coffee and all sorts of disgusting but wonderfully smelling things all over this man's feet to, you know, make it look like he hadn't had shoes for a while.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh.
It's difficult.
Yeah. I remember when I worked, used to work at this little Five and Dime, and we would sell these little nail clipper sets for like $2 by the front counter. And these people would come up with flip flops. And I'm like, I have a rule. If you're going to wear flip flops, you got to do something with those feet. You know, clip your nails, paint them a color, shave your toes, do something. And, you know, it's like I'm sitting there.
That's racist against hobbits.
It's winter. They gotta stay warm.
Hobbits are race.
Yes.
Yes.
In Middle Earth.
Yeah. But yeah, and
there were the smog is.
There's that part of me that just wanted to kind of reach and put the clippers into each basket.
These
like,
are on sale today.
Yes, wouldn't you like to try some? I noticed you're still wearing flip-flops in December. And I didn't have to look at your feet anymore.
Would they use them right there, though?
And their corn chip toenails.
Oh,
there's something broken that sound like click,
I did an Al Bundy tour. I worked for this place called Hamrick's, and that I don't think they have any more in Charlotte right now, but
there's one in Gaffney.
Yeah, in Gaffney. But I worked in the shoe department for a summer, and every Saturday the busloads of seniors would come, and you had to put the shoe on the woman back then. I mean, they didn't just pick out your shoe. You had to put them on, and you had to put the little footies on them sometimes. And they couldn't reach, you know, it wasn't their fault. They couldn't reach their feet a lot of times. And there were some funky things I saw. You would be terrified. Yeah. I was terrified then. But
I don't even have a problem with feet. This conversation's disgusting. Yeah.
So what was the most fun makeup you've ever had to do? Besides the Geek Gala, don't feel it.
Geek Gala.
The most fun, I don't know, they're all fun, honestly. Except for the feet. That one's not. That one was really difficult. Avatar was pretty fun. Doing Sid Haig was pretty fun. Kane Hodder is an awesome to work with. He's not a sweetheart. I hate when people are like, oh, he's such a sweetheart. No, he's a fucking asshole. I love Kane. And I got to poke him in the eye, so that was pretty fun. He's the type of person that will, like, wander through the convention hall and drop a fart bomb and be like, oh my god, Joey, was it you? What is that? And then, of course, it stays for the rest of the day.
Right. It's a special skill, fart bomb.
Yes. Well, you know, the diet at Camp Crystal Lake is terrible. All those old cans of pork and beans.
So it's not just you. You have several people that help you. Mm-hmm. So how do you find them?
They usually reach out to me. A lot of people are always looking to do like internships with us, which we do, just not for anyone under the age of 21, honestly, because a lot of our events involve alcoholic areas and they can't really be in there in the first place.
Right.
And a lot of them are monsters that I worked with. Haunted houses, so they're just kind of in that field in general and wanted to learn more.
That's good.
So what kind of drives your business? I don't think what is it that you, is it conventions primarily or, you know?
Everything, honestly. It's been kind of a clusterfuck the last 5 years of conventions, films, panels, we'll teach classes, we'll do demos, all sorts of stuff. This year, though, I really want to focus on doing more film work. Mm-hmm. We've actually scaled back in a lot of the conventions.
Oh, okay.
Ask me 2 years ago, I would have said conventions.
Okay. Do you still do any haunts in the area, or?
No, honestly, the major haunt in the area is Scarewinds right now, and they kind of have like a whole non-compete thing, and they own what you make, and I'm not.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that we don't have more haunts in our area.
Mm-hmm. That are in like someone's backyard in the woods.
Yeah.
There's only so many things you can do.
Well, I'll tell you what creeped me out.
Next to a roller coaster. Yeah.
I was driving on Route 16 and there's some Christian Tours thing.
Well, that would be frightening, but in a hilarious way.
I think they had the tomb, like the rolled away tomb with the light on inside.
Oh, well, you know, there was a flashlight.
Yeah. I was like,
Jesus is like, I got stubbed my toe. Damn it.
I was trying to drive somewhere and I had two options on the GPS, and the straight shot up the highway, you could see the red dots that there was lots of traffic. So I was like, let's take this other route, which is, you know, just as fair and having perhaps a better claim, for it was grassy and wanted wear. And there wasn't like a lot of people out there, and all of a sudden you drive by and they're like, Christian Tours, and I see this like just weird stuff. And I was like,
what are you touring? Like, Jesus' tomb?
I know. It was like Jesus' tomb, and then there was like a little tiny chapel, and I was just kind of confused, and I meant to look it up, and I didn't think about it.
Do you have to carry a cross? Cause
no. Well, you know, we just go to the road to Roanoke.
We went to
Mysticon a couple of weeks ago, but the first time we went, 2 years ago or whatever, it was like the GPS rerouted us because of traffic, and every single house had like a cross in the front yard. And we were like, the beginning of a horror movie.
I always feel like that when I'm driving, like somewhere sort of remote, I'm always like, this is the beginning of the Texas Chainsaw
Massacre. You're gonna end up with a Leatherface
recipe. I'm like, do I have a lot of gas? Do I have a lot of cell service? Do I have battery? Yes. Yeah. Okay, good.
It's like when you take those windy roads in New England, I'm just waiting for the fishermen to come out of the woods. Why they would come out of the woods, I don't know why.
They're lost. Looking in there.
Damn, that's why they're killers. They're pissed off.
So Megan, when you're not doing makeup, you do actually do hair and different things like that. And,
yes.
And you, of course, yourself are sporting a lovely shade of green currently.
Thank you.
And Carol,
my purple is
being, it's red now.
It's red. Yeah. It's very red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have some bleach.
But better to fade to red than to like copper weird.
Yeah. When I'm redoing it, I think I'm gonna have her bleach it first.
Yeah, I think the purple. My least favorite was when you did the blue green because it did
well,
not
it was electric
well.
Blue, but
it distracts from your eyes.
And it totally like went to seafoam green in like 3 weeks, and I was like, oh, okay, that's not a pleasant.
Yeah, but I you see a lot of colors, which of course is kind of Hunger Games-ish, but you see a lot more colors now. Do you find that that's a big trend of the
definitely. Absolutely. I'm almost ready to change my own hair color because I had someone text me, three different people text me on the same night. Hey, are you at Common Market? Haven't been to Common Market since summer. I don't go out in the winter. I kind of hide and barricade everything up. And I guess there was three different people with the exact same hair tone, length, style, and everything. And I'm like, time to change it. Can't find me out of the crowd anymore.
Yeah, I wanted to dye, after I had my surgeries a couple years ago, my plan was to dye my hair purple, and when I went, the girl was like, you didn't tell me, I only have red. So we did red, but and then now the job I'm at, I can't rock the purple. Although it's starting to become a lot more common in the corporate world to see, I mean, it just has to be done well.
Yeah,
that's the biggest thing. And I don't know,
and you can't watch videos on YouTube and learn how to do it yourself.
Yeah. Does and I don't recommend well? Splat.
No.
Or Manic Panic. I like Manic Panic, but damn, it just gets everywhere.
Who are that new L'Oreal one?
Oh,
they have,
God.
Like, this lavender. Oh, God.
The don't.
The after photos are so bad.
All you have to do is look at the box. It's like, it's anime. They just got wigs. Mm-hmm. And, like, photoshopped faces into the wig. And it's just like, this is so
this
not
you,
this
just
person's
mix these
hair.
In the box.
Yeah. And then put it on your head, and you're going to look... like the person, not the person on the box. No.
And then she'll come in, you know, swab coffee and poo on your feet to go with your hair. So, I know you don't do as many conventions, but when you go to conventions, some of the stuff that I've seen. Well, I know when you came to the gala, you did the appliances on some people. You also did the makeup, a lot of airbrushing and different things like that. Are there any tips that you would give somebody who maybe is starting to cosplay and is starting to play with makeup that you feel is on how to make your makeup last or how to create your own effects versus trying to, if you're not going to be at conventions anymore, how do they do what you used to?
Some of them. It's just, there's so much competition at conventions now. Now it's trendy, and so everybody's a makeup artist, and everybody wants to set up, and...
I blame Face Off.
Yes. Because you don't have to have any type of, unfortunately, I really hate to say this, you don't have to have any type of licensing or certification to be a makeup artist. Hairdresser, yes, totally different. But to apply makeup on someone, you don't actually have to have any type of licensing.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know, it's terrible, right? And
because that's
disgusting.
Because who knows what they've done with their products.
Exactly.
Yeah.
However, they really need to work on changing the laws. I don't ever suggest letting somebody that doesn't know what they're doing, doesn't know what types of products. There's been so many horror stories where I've had models from some other artist send me a message like, hey, I've had this paint on for 9 hours and I've been scrubbing in the bathtub for the last 30 minutes and I can't get it off. Because they've mixed the wrong products together, or someone thought it was a great idea to use spray paint or whatever other horrible...
Oh my God.
There's just
it's
so many
Goldfinger. Yes. We can die, people.
Yes, you can. Your skin cannot breathe whatsoever. So I definitely recommend making sure you're doing your research on the materials that you're using and that you're not using something that's going to cause harm to you, let alone to someone else that you shouldn't be doing it on anyways.
Yeah. And is there anything like a sealer or something like that that you recommend for people that do the body paint? I know some of the cosplay panels I've been on, they've talked about you don't seal properly, the next thing you know, half your body is on somebody else.
Yes. Well, it all depends on what type of makeup you're using. So if you're using more of like a cream or a greasy, like oily consistency, you want to set it by drying it. So like a powder would work really well. If you're using something that's more matte and kind of absorbs, more of a water-based, like a hairspray honestly works really great. Nice and light over it, kind of covers it, gives it a little bit of a shield. And then otherwise it just depends on the brand. Some certain brands have certain setting lotions that come with them. And as far as setting, you also want to make sure you're priming your skin so that it holds up as well. You don't want to have, you know, day three of not taking a shower and you've got body oil all over you. It's not going to stick very well. But you also don't want to be super dry to where it's cracking. So it's all about how you prep the skin and about what you put on it after.
Interesting. Any questions, Carol?
No, I think I was mostly interested in the haunts. And do you have any movies lined up?
Not currently. We're in the discussion phase with about three, but they are still working on their budgeting, so again, it's in the discussion phase right now.
We can't even say.
So you'll be
I will be. We'll see you at Mad Monster Party.
Yes.
Yeah. So now at Mad Monster, you're doing makeup for some of the guests that are coming. Mm-hmm. But are you also going to be set up with an area where people can go and find you?
Absolutely. We will be in the vendor hall. You can follow any of the lovely models that will have on Got Dead stickers. Or if you see anyone with a Got Dead sticker, you can ask them where you got that and they'll direct you our way.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. And what typically do you charge for somebody to get their makeup done? I mean, I realize it all varies on what they've asked for, but...
Generally ranges between $10 or $15. It just depends on what they want. If they want to stay with us for an hour and get like a full body painting, obviously it's going to be a little bit more. If they just want a zombie, something super simple, no prosthetic appliances, just a good face paint and some blood, $10. So we're very reasonable with our prices.
And where can they find you to see some of your pictures of some of your work?
You can find us on Facebook or you can find us on our website, which is www.breathingcanvasfx.com.
BreathingCanvasFX. And would you ever be on Face Off?
People keep asking me that, and I've honestly gotten two requests from them to get me to audition, but I just don't feel like I'm that advanced yet. I want to learn a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yes, they use so many different materials that I've learned about a quarter of them, but the materials are just so much more expensive and so much top quality that I don't want to go there. And that's like going to a vegan store and you're not vegan. What the hell do you eat?
Yeah.
What the hell do you use all of this for? So I want to learn a little bit more before I try to go on there and make a total ass of myself.
Well, that's good.
As someone who watches the show, it is actually kind of funny how many people go on there and then go, I have no idea how to use this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, perhaps you should.
So for our first elimination round.
Any questions from you, Starnes Lord? You've been on.
Is it important to hydrate your skin before makeup, right?
Absolutely. Yep. Unless you're super hydrated already, then yes.
Or inebriated.
Yes.
Please don't come inebriated.
Don't be
You'd
drunk.
Be surprised the amount of drunken makeups we've done. I want this. And a little of this right here.
For the audio podcast, she just smeared her hands all over her face.
That's
so,
well, cool.
Because I'll be hot if you do that.
Okay.
And with that, am I pushing the button?
Push button.
The button.
Bye. Oh, wait. I have to push two.
Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery. For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com.
We are so
find us on Facebook
back here.
At Facebook.com.
Well, you're the technician. You're supposed to be right.
Yeah, I know.
Wait a second.
Failing the job.
Music used by Guardians of the Geekery, Lock and Load, and A Day in the Sun by Jens Nielsdottir. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International.